producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. On a Wednesday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to be joined by the Tack Daddy in the second hour. If you've never seen the Tack Daddy, Kevin has the longest running online interactive chat about guns and the things he does with them, the training, the shooting ranges, all this stuff. And he panels, he brings people on there, and they discuss just all kinds of stuff, and we're going to have him on the show because that's really the new media of just media. Right now, depending on where you live, it can be the best of times or it can be the worst of times. Now, there's 42 states where it is shall issue or constitutional carry, and then there's the rest of them where it is. In those where it isn't, they effectively deny the right of armed self-defense. And in those states, the list of victims continues to mount. So I'm going to give you some contrast here, if you will. Now, coming out of Los Angeles, California, where everywhere is upscale for the most part, a woman, just imagine this to be your wife or your daughter, or your sister, or your girlfriend. A woman walked past the laundry room of her apartment complex. She asked a homeless man to step out of the laundry room. Then the homeless man beat her and sexually assaulted her. And, of course, the woman was unarmed. Because in Los Angeles, only bodyguards and the politically connected are granted privilege of armed self-defense, like Sylvester Stallone, as an example. Then let's go to Lancaster, Ohio, where Dinah Burns was walking her dog, and the two young white men came out of the woods along her path, and one of them was holding a baseball bat, and they told her she was coming with them. But in Ohio, Dinah Burns was licensed to carry a concealed gun. And this, she hadn't been doing it all the time, but this particular day she did have it with her. Two men were not afraid of their dog when she pulled her weapon out. Well, that was a horse of a different color. A clerk in a Houston, Texas convenience store who knew of too many clerks who'd been robbed. He knew of too many clerks who were shot even though they gave all the money to the thieves. So this clerk got his concealed carry license. One day, a white Lincoln Town Car pulls up next to his store. Robber gets out of the town car and demands money from the clerk at gunpoint. The clerk shot the thief. Because they're so loyal to each other, the getaway driver and the town car fled before the thief could leave the store. The thief was taken to the hospital in serious condition. The clerk was uninjured. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, while driving her car, Shanine Allen is stopped for a minor traffic violation. Licensed to carry a concealed weapon in Pennsylvania. Being a law-abiding citizen, although not one who did enough research, she very helpfully volunteers to the New Jersey State Police that she has her firearm on her and her permit as well. She now is facing up to 11 and a half years in New Jersey State Prison because she traveled through New Jersey with her firearm, just because she had it in the car. Not necessarily on her, but had it in the car. And she's also been charged with having hollow point ammunition. Legal in Pennsylvania. Legal almost everywhere else except in New Jersey. In 42 states and in the U.S. territory of Guam, citizens, and I want you to drink in what I'm about to say, because this is an aberration of a statement, if there ever was one. Citizens are allowed to protect themselves in public with a firearm. Now, I could be less than cynical and say, well, they had to codify that because some people would try to take that away from us. But the only way I can phrase that is to tell you that we're allowed, which means it's more of a privilege, isn't it? That's for another day, of course. We'll certainly explore that another day. But the resulting pattern is very simple. Where there are unarmed citizens, they are looked upon by a predatory criminal as prey, as victims, counting on them not being able to fight back, picking their victims out based upon a quick assessment of whether or not they can persevere against the unarmed victim, whether they can beat them. Sometimes attacking in mass, out of the blue, unexpected, preying on the elderly, females. Then, in some of these states, in a lot of these states, in all of these states, in these United States today, those of us that are armed citizens, we're sort of preyed on by the government and the elitists. I couldn't tell you why, because we're so good at what we do, but that's the way it works out. So right now we are experiencing the best of times and the worst of times in this right and the fight to maintain armed self-defense. And elections are coming up. Now, I know this seems rather simplistic, and I've said this many times. I have yet to see that fall through just yet. I'm not saying it. After all, we're talking about politicians. If a politician looks at you and says, I trust you to carry a gun, if you do a really quick analysis of every other thing he's involved in, every other issue he's addressed, he's going to seem sort of conservative. There are some that will tell you that just to get elected, and then they'll go a different direction. See, the election and the inauguration is just the beginning of being civically responsible. Because once they get elected, they have to be reminded on a constant basis who they work for. Harry Reid doesn't think he works for anybody. He thinks he's in charge. Large and in charge. Obama, same. Feinstein, the same. Schumer, the same. You name it, they think they're in charge. So, even if you don't think it makes a difference, vote. Vote. There's certain things, certain overwhelming numbers that just cannot be defeated. It's happened before. Ask Eric Cantor. Ask him how the status quo is working out for him. And no, we didn't get to everyone that we went after, but we went after some, and we got the one. We got the sitting House Majority Leader, and he's gone. So, not bad. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now. Only at GCNLive.com. Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
To you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The other day in my, I live in a little suburb of the upstate of South Carolina, and we're finally getting some stuff to where I don't have to drive into Greenville, which is the bigger city in the upstate, and to get certain things that are just my guilty pleasures. We finally got a Starbucks, and we, you know, we're getting stores and sporting goods stuff and all this other stuff, and it's growing, and that's great, and I love it. Last week, a Panera Bread opened up. Now, the Moms Demand, for some reason, the Moms Demand target, and I don't know if they're going through the phone book or they're trolling the Facebook pages to see what people are doing. And I'm not even sure they targeted Panera Bread. I think they may have just done this because they see themselves in the same type of business as certain other people. But Panera Bread came out and did the soft statement, which is the opposite of the hard statement. The result is the same. The result is the same. Panera Bread is asking customers to leave their guns at home. Now, you have to understand the audacity of that request to get a full appreciation for what that's saying. If you're planning on coming to us anytime during your day, please leave your gun at home. Another way of looking at that is, please, on your way to us, be unprotected. And we take no responsibility for that, by the way. The company released the following statement, which, you know, when I read the statement, I was seriously considering trying to force a popsicle stick down my throat so I could start retching just to get it all out of my system. Monday, they said, within our company, we strive to create Panera warmth. Cue the angel singing. This warmth means bakery cafes where customers and associates feel comfortable and welcome. To this end, we ask that guns not be brought into this environment unless carried by an authorized law enforcement officer. Panera respects the rights of gun owners, but asks our customers to help preserve the environment we are working to create for our guests and associates. Ron Saich is the CEO of Panera, and on a phone interview with MSNBC, he expanded upon that. The request is simply we recognize everyone's rights, but we also recognize that we're building communities in our cafes and are where people come to catch a breath. Panera wants to be like Cheers, where everybody knows your name. You know, you walk in there and everybody in the Panera, the, you know, the guy baking the bread and the guy not mixing the latte correctly, and all of the customers, I walk in and they go, Bill! Because we're building communities. And, of course, as soon as, you know, it could be the apocalypse outside, but when I walk in, I am basking in the Panera warmth. I wonder how the ambience will be affected if somebody decides to do a two-man smash and rob. I wonder how that will affect the ambience. You know, it happens all over the place. Starbucks gets hit all the time. Panera joined Starbucks, Jack in the Box, Target, and several other corporate chains, which have done the soft statement of asking legal gun owners to leave their legally carried weapons at home. And like these other chains, they're also not changing policy. While they are requesting no guns, they say that they will continue to follow state and local laws and will not post signs banning guns and will not ask people carrying guns to leave their stores. They're trying to have it. This is the soft shoe. This is where, you know, okay, we don't really have any backbone here. We don't want Shannon Watts mad at us. So we're going to appease her, but we still want you to spend your money with us. But here's the way they phrase this, though, about not asking people with guns to leave the store. We're certainly not going to put our associates in the position of confronting someone carrying a gun. We won't put our cafe management in the position of being law enforcement. As if I'm sitting there having a latte in one of those, you know, hollowed out bread soups that they serve, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, well, this Panera ambience is nearly as good as a gun on my hip. Boy, I just feel warm all over on both sides. And somebody sees that I have a gun, and they come up and say, sir, I'm afraid you're going to have to leave. Like, I'm going to throw the table aside and stand up and look at the probably, 24-year-old who was a dual major in college, but there's no jobs available, so he's working at Panera Bread. And look at him and say, "Feel your hand, son." Nobody talks to me like that. Everybody knows my name in here. I'm part of the Panera community. I've been carrying a gun in here since you opened. Sorry if my shirt hiked up and you saw it. Did that offend your sensibility? It doesn't feel any less warm in here. I still feel the Panera warmth. That's what they're saying might happen if they confront someone with a gun. I never have figured exactly how that goes, the confrontation between the unarmed person and the person they know is carrying a gun. Hey, you. You're not in keeping with the warmth that exemplified by Starbucks, Panera, Jack in the Box, Target, Sonic. You're missing up my ambience. Get out. Please don't shoot me. Now, I want to know if they're not going to change policy. And it's really just a matter of semantics, isn't it? Why can't they do like Staples and Kroger? Why can't they come out and say, you know what, Moms Demand Action? Boycott our stores. But do it on the other side of the road because this is private property. I'm sure when the half a dozen of you guys show up, that's really going to impact us hard. And we'll just keep doing what we're doing because we're not either on either side of the debate. Why do they feel like they have to enter the debate in an appeasement position? You cannot appease these people. There's no appeasing them. And you open yourself up. I want to see somebody pass a law somewhere, somehow, where if a place goes gun-free and says, okay, in order to protect our patrons and our staff, we respectfully ask that there are no guns in here and there's a sign saying you can't come in. I want to see a law that holds them liable if that gun-free zone sign attracts violence. And then let's see how far they're willing to go. The other thing is they don't want to put these gun-free zone signs up because they have seen what happens when that happens. I mean, there's people that have one of the ninjas email me some business cards about gun-free zones. I won't spend my dollars here. They don't want a collection of those cards. All right, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. First, I owe you both a retraction and an apology. Let me explain. Since I've been here, since I've been with Genesis Communications Network, well, let's go back a little bit further. After Sandy Hook, there were a lot of television shows on TV spread out across the networks that had to do with guns that got taken down because of Sandy Hook for some reason. American Gun, Three Gun Nation, a bunch of shows got taken down. One show somehow had staying power, and that was Sons of Guns. Recently, about a month ago, maybe, Will Hayden, the face of Sons and Guns, if you will. Will Hayden hasn't actually owned Red Jacket Firearms for years. And why they chose, you know, when I'm looking at leading men for a television show, prototypically I'm not saying, Will Hayden! You know, the allegation was placed against him, and there were a lot of things that were put out that said that this was bogus. And I had some inside information coming from inside saying that this was bogus. And I got out here and I told you it was bogus. Well, turns out that Will Hayden is a polo shirt wearing big bag of demons. A sexually motivated predator who preys on children. And Will probably never photosynthesize in the sun again. My inside information was based upon statements that were being crafted by people I know that work with them. My business manager, her name is Jill Trammell. She's also the women and guns specialist who's been noticeably absent from this, from the show for a while because of Red Jacket Firearms, because she is also the PR director, or was the PR, is still the PR director in some form or fashion, with Red Jacket Firearms and Stephanie Hayden and Chris Ford. So Monday, Jill's going to join me, and you're going to get an exclusive, you can only hear it here, breakdown about what's happening with Red Jacket, what's happening with Stephanie. Stephanie, she's going to be on the Dr. Phil show on the 11th. And then after the 11th, all kinds of things are going to be brought out. And you can only get that here. And that's going to be this coming Monday. But that's the shortcoming of being a commentator. Sometimes you're supplied with wrong information. And I think it is incumbent upon me, since I'm trying to present you with fact, that when my fact turns out to be false, that I point that out to you. Do I think this is a Second Amendment issue? No, not really. But for the unknowing low info voter that might have watched Sons of Guns, this is what gun people were like. So there may be some damage coming out of this, but my belief is if there's somebody that's a gun person, like me, take me for example, if I'm a gun person and I'm out here and I'm a good gun person, if I ever step, you know, if I ever break the law, I fully expect the book to be thrown at me. Whether I do it unknowingly or if I really get evil. Now, that doesn't often happen where good law-abiding people become evil. But, you know, one can never tell. So, my apologies to you. I'll probably end up doing that again. I figured out that criminals pay attention to gun controllers. Some of them do. They pay attention to who becomes a gun-free zone. They pay attention to what the gun controllers say would be a viable weapon. Some gun control supporters claim that you don't need a gun. You don't need a lethal option in self-defense. Pepper spray or mace, maybe even insect sprays, are all that you really need. So, Dateline Huntsville, Alabama. You've got a robber who thinks he's going to try this. He's going to take this advice. It's a lot easier to go and get pepper spray than it is to get a gun on the black market. Didn't work out too well for him. Robber sprays victim with pepper spray. The victim had given the robber a ride. And when the victim pulled the car over to let the robber out, the robber doused him with pepper spray. Unfortunately, the robber brought pepper spray to a gunfight. The driver retrieved a handgun and shot once at the robber. The robber jumped out of the vehicle and fled on foot. The victim cleared the mace from his eyes, drove to a safer area, and called police. The unidentified offender was found in the front yard of a listed address in their report. Dead as a result of a gunshot wound. The robber staked his life on the fact that a temporary irritant would affect this person. This only affects most people most of the time, and that works only if the person being sprayed decides to stop their aggression. That's what it does. This tells us two things. One, pepper spray does not work. It's not going to stop somebody. Two, handgun calibers, if I've never said this before, handgun calibers are woefully weak when it comes to a one-shot drop. This guy got shot with a wound that ended up killing him and still managed to make it across a field and into some yard. That meant if he had been armed, this guy would have been dangerous for, what, 3 or 4 more minutes? And it doesn't matter what caliber you're using for the most part. I don't know what caliber this guy was using. 45 center mass, that's going to do some stuff just from sheer mass of it. Most of your self-defense ammunition for all the calibers are going to work very well. And it probably worked very well with this guy. It just did not create any immediate shock damage that caused the guy to stop. And he wasn't sprayed with pepper spray. Pepper spray is not a primary self-defense only weapon. I guess it might come in handy if you've got some people that are just, you know, easily dissuaded from attacking you. But I don't know if that's going to... I don't own any. I don't plan on buying any. My wife has asked me to buy her some. I haven't bought her any yet. I got plenty of guns she can carry. In the real world, it just isn't a good solution. All right, we'll be right back. Coming up next hour, the Tac Daddy on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, as I've watched, you know, people that don't look, history predicates the future, folks. It just does. And people that don't look at history that make certain calls, inviting certain things, they should look at history. Now, right now, especially among restaurants, you got Chili's, you've got Starbucks, you've got Panera Bread, Jack in the Box, Sonic, all of these restaurants that are saying, don't bring your guns with you. That policy is catching on because it appeases both sides, you see, because they don't really change policy, but they get to put a statement out there. And so here is my three-word history lesson for all of those restaurants. If you know any CEOs of restaurants, please take this segment, if no other segment, to them. My three-word history lesson for all of these restaurants is Luby's Cafeteria, chumps. In 1991 in Texas, residents there were banned by law from taking firearms into restaurants. And in 1991, a madman with a pickup truck decided to kill as many people as he could, slammed his pickup truck into Luby's Cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. He then got out of his vehicle and proceeded to shoot 50 people, killing 23 of them. One of the survivors was Dr. Susan Gracia Hupp, who had a gun permit. And she had left her gun in the parking lot, as law dictated, and for her trouble, she got to watch her parents be executed in front of her. She was following the rules, and she obeyed the law. A lot like Nikki Gozer in Tennessee, who left the gun in the car and didn't take it into the bar, and watched her husband shot in front of her. The killer that slammed into that restaurant knew that any guns that might be carried by people would be in the cars at Luby's restaurant. And according to Dr. Hupp, she describes this in her own words as it was like shooting fish in a barrel. Everyone was defenseless. She became quite the activist. She did not go anti-gun. She came out and lobbied for concealed carry across the country. And she said that had she known, if she had a second chance to play out that scenario, she would have ignored the law and taken her gun with her. Imagine, if you can, being in a restaurant. One minute you're having a meal. You're a law-abiding person. You're doing everything you're supposed to do. The next minute you're watching your parents be murdered in front of you. And 35 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet away is a gun that you can't get to because you follow the law. Maybe it's 100 feet. It doesn't matter. It's on the same property. You've got a gun on the same property as where you're watching your parents be executed, and you can do nothing about it except watch them die. Any businesses out there should think twice about this and review history before banning or suggesting customers refrain from carrying firearms into their establishments. It happens every day. Nothing ever happens. In South Carolina, it just became legal for me to carry into a bar. Nothing has happened. Customers that go into these places and their families, and people like me and you, we should also consider the safety risks that come with eating at establishments that are seen as a soft target by criminals. So let's go sort of Capital One on this, shall we, as I ask you what's in your wallet. What do you carry every day on you? Now, I have two levels of carry. I've got what I'm calling now my Go Loud bag. It's not a bug out bag. My Go Loud bag is a weapon, a chest rig, spare ammo, sidearm, spare ammo, a trauma kit. That's it. No water, no fishing line, none of that stuff, because I'm not going to, you know, in a terrorist attack, this is not somebody taking over the country. This is me being in a parking lot at the wrong time or being somewhere at the wrong time when it becomes a target of terrorism. So this is not my bug out bag. This is my Go Loud bag. If I have to pull this out, something bad's happening. On me though, I'm still carrying a gun. In addition to everything I've got in the Go Loud bag. And my daily carry consists of my wallet, my keys. I actually have two mobile phones that I'm about to whittle down to one, but I'm always carrying one. A Kershaw folding knife, two spare magazines, a handgun, and now since I bought one, a camera. I carry that everywhere I go. It's sort of like being a tourist now. I'm rediscovering where I live through the lens. This stuff I carry day in and day out. I carry it when I'm not wanting to carry it. I carry it when it's uncomfortable to carry it. My clothes are designed for that. Although most of my systems are outside the waistband. I have to tell you that. I don't like inside the waistband carry. Therefore, I always look like a slob who never tucks in his shirt. If you see me out and about, the shirt's untucked, I got a gun. Believe it or not. Sometimes now that I'm carrying a camera bag, I've started carrying the gun in the camera bag. Mm-hmm. Don't try to grab my camera bag. That's going to be big trouble. Realistically speaking, that's a minimum. When it gets cooler and I start wearing long pants, I'm going to carry two guns. I'll have one on my hip and one on my ankle. Because then, there's a big difference between carrying a Go Loud bag and it being in the car and you being in the mall when things unfold. And being in the parking lot when that happens. If I'm in the parking lot, I can actually suit up and engage in a timely manner. If I'm in the shopping mall, I am not going to go. Let me rephrase that. My plan is to not go back in, even though I may get out the Go Loud bag. Now, if I get out the Go Loud bag, if I make it out, If I've got my family safe and I see them trying to take out people that are trying to run out, I'm going to have no choice. I'm going to have to go into fire and maneuver. No choice. I'm not going to sit there and watch a bunch of innocent people get killed by terrorists. Just not going to happen. I don't know how successful I'm going to be. That doesn't mean I'm not going to try. I'm going to try. But I just can't make that disconnect. It's just not. I can't do it. But I'm prepared for two levels now of violence. I'm prepared for crime with what I'm carrying on me, and I'm prepared for an escalation and a disparity of force to a certain degree. It's still going to be a disparity of force. If I'm facing five guys and they have long guns too, I'm not really evening up the score because I pull out my little shorty AR. But I am getting on a more level playing field with them. And they're all not going to be facing me at the same time. They'll be dispersed. What are you carrying? What is today? The 10th. Tomorrow is the anniversary. If you haven't been on a heightened state now, getting one today, right this minute, costs you nothing. If you're already carrying a gun, carry an extra magazine. Won't cost you nothing. I need to get a little flashlight. My man Dan in there, he's carrying a flashlight. I know I need a flashlight. I don't. Not 1 minute on the gun, mind you. Just a little flashlight. So my kit is not complete. In any event, let's go into the next hour on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.